Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Karma, also known as Devin, the GM of an Absolute Drekstorm podcast. My fragging fun fact is that the Matrix is visually subjective to its users, meaning one person could see something as a medieval castle, but another person maybe sees it as a not dystopian cyberpunk city. Everyone can pick and choose what they see in the Matrix. But with that, let's introduce our players.
Hello, everybody. My name is Luke. I'll be playing the character of Cody McCormick with Shadowrun alias Overseer. And Overseer's frag and fun fact is that his cover story is that he's in Seattle working for Dock Wagon.
Hey, chummers. This is Autumn. I'm playing Artemis, who goes by the Shadowrun name Cerberus. My frag and fun fact for the day is that Cerberus, contrary to popular belief, hates the color blue.
Hello everyone, my name is Adam. I play the character Bayako Ashitani, also known as Tiger, as a Shadowrun alias. My frag and fun fact of the day is that Tiger idolizes the Japanese hero Oda Nobunaga for unifying feudal Japan.
And with that, here's what happened last time on an Absolute Drekstorm podcast.
Alright, so, yeah, let's family trip to a convenience store. Let's go.
Name's Matthew. He sticks out his hand.
Name's Will, and Tiger goes to shake the hand.
I get that. I had some kids of my own.
Did they move away?
Yeah, they left. He seems to be telling the truth, but you feel like deeper story here.
I'm thinking church and bar are two best ones right now. So, I think I'm good to just kind of skip forward and kill the bar.
So, yeah, we'll jump to the bar. They all kind of, you know, eye you up and down and then continue back doing what they're doing. And the orc behind the counter,
welcome in.
He pulls out his wallet and kind of starts flipping through and pulls out the photo of Sam. Yeah, I got an old photo of him. If he looks familiar, yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't recognize him. Sorry, man.
Bear's wife died, family died. He's very sad. I kind of noticed there might be more to the story. And the bartender seemed to know, kind of gave me the impression that he knew something about Sam, but didn't give me too much of an impression. I get the feeling that he has involvement towards job that got me into Group H. The rabbit hole goes a little deeper. I don't have much to base that off of, but this Drex got nuts in.
You hear a knock on your cabin door. Who? Oh, Storm! Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know. Yeah, I think she's alive. I think. Actually, you know, I'm not really sure. I mean, I don't know. She just doesn't really pop up in the story anymore. You'd have to ask the Draco Foundation. I'm pretty sure the gas job was the last time that we all saw her. I mean, I guess I don't know about anyone else in Group H, but it was the last time I saw her, I think. I mean, maybe, I don't know. Maybe she got, like, kidnapped, or the Foundation pulled her out after the Ares incident. I don't know. You know what I do know? The Red Lake used to be regulated by a dam. Oh, yeah. No, that thing got blown up a few years ago. I think they might have rebuilt it by now. It was a couple years back. I don't know what they're doing. I don't really go up there anymore. Plus the cities. It didn't have anything to do with Group H. I think. Hey, speaking of Group H, let's continue that story.
Yes?
Tiger's returned at this point, and he is hiding the barrel of the Browning Ghost behind his leg.
You don't hear a reply. Instead, you get...
Overseer motions to Tiger to follow up behind him, motion up, and then Overseer is going to approach the door and crack it open a bit to see what's on the other side.
Tiger, with stance-wise, is like... So the way that the door opens, he's basically standing behind the door with his gun, out of sight, hopefully.
You see Brenda on the other side. Brenda with a thick snow coat and, like, really bundled up, and she seems to be holding kind of a small box with, like, in between her elbows and knocking on the door. Oh, hey, sorry.
Oh, hi, Brenda.
Yeah, we got this package for you guys.
A package for us? Oh, right.
Yeah, I don't know why, but...
I'm sorry. Here, let me take that from you. Oh, yeah. My goodness. Oh,
sorry, I hope I didn't wake you up. I saw you guys dry on from the bar. That's it.
Okay, yeah, it's just the little one. You woke up. She's a bit tired.
But... Oh, I'm so sorry about. Everest sent me a message saying you're looking for a guy.
Oh, yeah, old work colleague of ours, Sam Harris, if that rings any bells for you. We've been having some trouble reaching him recently. We were hoping, because last we heard he was coming up around this area, we were hoping that maybe you guys had heard of him or seen him.
I mean, I definitely aren't familiar with the name, but you could probably talk to the mayor. He might know something.
Okay, if you think it'll help, I'll gladly see if I can't reach out to him tomorrow.
Yeah, all right. Have a good night.
Thanks so much. You as well.
Just runs and waddles off into the snow.
Close the door.
And you have a box.
Cerberus is probably yours. I'm just going to dump it on her on the couch. I don't care.
Allergy. She opens the
box. You see what looks like a outfit. You kind of take it out. It's an outfit. It's relatively thick. It's winter gear that will help you blend in. And that's about it.
Yeah, that seems appropriate. All right. Well, I guess I'm so tired. Tiger, we should probably talk to Matt tomorrow. Along with whatever else we were going to do.
Probably bring it up at least. This Tiger unloads his gun.
Okay. You two go to sleep. Cerberus, you said you were doing snooping around. Is that just lingo for your gaming?
A little bit of both.
Okay. Did you want to do anything?
Yes. What sprite would I use? Is it the cookie sprite that I would put on like... Okay, so I want to put a sprite on Brenda's comm link and see what messages she's sending and receiving. Swifty. All right, I'm gonna go in to the matrix even further. I'm gonna scour around the area, look for comlink signals.
Got it. Go ahead and give me
a matrix perception.
Yeah, that works. Give me a matrix perception test.
I got 2 hits out of 8.
So you do find some comlinks, but the only ones you find is you find, you know, tigers and overseers, which you know, and then you end up finding the cabins right next to you. They're adjacent cabins. The people staying there, you see their comlinks pop up, but you don't find anything that seems... you search inside the resort area. There doesn't seem to be any active comlinks.
I guess we'll wait until breakfast in the morning when I'm so tired I pass out at the table.
We move to the morning. Everyone's awake.
Nothing special yet, just keeping the cover, going to breakfast. Cerberus is apparently going to frag Brenda's comlink, and then we're going to go talk to Matt afterwards.
Yes.
You go to breakfast. You know, it opens at 11. The resort does not seem to be open.
That's odd. I'll send Brenda a quick text. Are you guys opening soon, or should we just come back later?
Overseer, you receive a message like 5 minutes later, I want to say. Oh, yeah, sorry about that. Had a late morning. I'll be down in about 15 minutes.
Send back message. Oh, of course. No worries. Thank you.
You see, after those 15 minutes pass, a little crappy blue jackrabbit pull up, parks in the kind of behind the resort area, and you see Brenda get out and walks up to y'all. Hey, sorry about that, guys. Like I said, a little bit of a late morning. Takes our keys, opens up the resort.
Oh, no worries. You run the place. You make your own schedule.
Yeah, if you actually want to give me like 30 minutes just so I can heat up the grills and stuff like that. Otherwise, I mean, you can come and sit in if you want, but I recommend just sitting back in the cabin. I just got to start actually heating up stuff. It takes some time.
I'm more focusing on our future encounter with the mayor. What are we doing with Brenda currently?
We were going to try and attach Cerberus's sprite to her comlink.
I'm making a visual perception this time, too.
Because... You see the comlink on her.
Yes, I put my cookie on.
Okay, there is a test for that, so let me, so you're going to be rolling your sprites rating times 2.
Okay, I rolled 8 dice, and then I post-edged my roll, and I got 3 hits.
Your sprite reports with a happy flutter of its helicopter wings that it has successfully planted the cookie. You said 8 hours, right?
Yep.
Okay, after 8 hours, you'll get all the information that passes through her comlink. And so you guys...
Get some toast, get some eggs.
Yep, you guys take your time and eventually come back in, have breakfast, pretty much the exact same thing you ate yesterday.
Tiger tries the kelp.
You get kelp butter this time, and...
It's butter.
It's butter with a little bit of a planty taste.
Tiger finds it to be acceptable.
And we'll say, at this point, what time did you guys wake up? You guys went to the kitchen at 11.
So we woke up around 10-ish.
Yeah, so it's probably, we'll say it's probably about, after cooking and everything, probably about 12:30 at this point. That you have finished eating and all the food has been cooked. What would you guys like to do?
Yeah, Christina, you're pretty much left your own devices while Will and I go and talk to the mayor.
Would you mind doing some online research, seeing if...
It'd be a good idea for me to put a cookie on him as well, but I don't have a cookie at the moment to give him. So make sure you plan another meeting where you bring your child along. Otherwise, I'll do some internet snooping for what I can get for now. And take a nap.
Okay, that'll work. And you know, just I'll try and assemble a profile of whatever you can compile.
Cerberus, you go back into there, take a nap. You guys hop in the Ford Emera car, take off towards the mayor. Luckily, there's a on the back of the brochure. It tells you guys his address, which is a little weird. So it's about 15 minutes out of town. And it's probably the nicest house that you've seen. It's probably two stories, but it looks like kind of like you'd find this like place copy and pasted in Seattle housing. Like it's nice for out here, but like you've seen better. Like this is like an average medium lifestyle house. Well, for medium income, not medium lifestyle. Totally different.
Gotcha.
And you are all up to it.
All right. So Will, why are we talking to the mayor?
Because he's the only person that looking for a friend, seeing if we could pick up any traces of him, since he kind of just disappeared off the face of the earth. Don't know where he is. Or as well as if he's kind of reluctant or doesn't want to talk about it, maybe we could try and invite him out to dinner and talk about it over more casual terms. But we do need to talk to him and see what information we can get. Worst case scenario, I can always grab my chameleon suit and break into his home.
Okay, so basically seeing if he has info on Sam.
See if he's willing to give any.
You sit out there for about 2 minutes, and you're kind of thinking maybe he's not home. But you look over towards the driveway. You see his vehicle there. You recognize it as one of the vehicles that you saw at the gas station before meeting him. So you assume he's home. Maybe you knock once again. And another 2 minutes pass by, and a door opens, and this nauseous fumes just kind of hits you. Clearly, this house has not been cleaned on the inside.
Yikes.
But you see what looks like Mayor Matthew. You see Mayor Matthew still in that suit. Maybe a few more stains on it. And he seems to be holding a bottle of cat's piss. Oh, can I help you two?
Tara kind of looks at Overseer for a second.
We were hoping you could, Mayor.
We'd like to have a chat with you really quickly.
Oh, please, come in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
As you enter the house, reeks of cat piss. Not cat's piss, the alcohol cat's piss. Like, you can tell this is pretty much the only thing this guy's drink, and he's probably spilt it a few times and have never cleaned it up. Yeah, it maybe makes you gag a little bit.
Are we rolling body to see if we can
No,
I hope not.
But he invites you in. The place is filthy. Newspapers kind of piled up. There's like bags of trash sitting in the kitchen area, dishes stacked. The living room. He walks you over to what looks like probably was a nice living room. It kind of looks a little dusty, not really used. It has, you know, couch and armchair. It has what looks like probably the nicest trid you've seen here, but covered in a thick layer of dust. Please have a seat. And he sits down on an armchair.
Tiger kind of walks in, and as he's walking in, Tiger is going to be trying to keep a keen eye out for anything that might seem out of place or suspicious. Any physical papers, anything seeming out of place, anything?
Nothing out of place that you've walked past.
Gotcha. And Tiger walks over to the living room and sits down on the couch, and as he sits down, thank you for your time, Mayor. This should only take a few moments.
Yeah, how can I help you?
And Tiger kind of motions towards Overseer to sit down.
We were hoping that you might be able to give us a bit of closure, as while we were out here, we were hoping that we might be able to pick up word on a friend of ours, Sam Harris, old work colleague of ours, kind of lost track of him. Last heard he was around this area.
As you mentioned his name, it seems the mayor's face has gone from a more helpful, almost sad, because like you're now seeing his house like this, to just a deadpan face. No, can't help you.
Not even a...
No. You have any other questions?
I understand. He's a pretty reclusive guy.
What do you want?
He was a good friend of ours and kept in touch with us quite frequently. And all of a sudden, one day, he stopped returning calls, stopped returning messages, anything, so...
Give me a contest.
Tiger pre-edged that roll, and total rolled 14 dice, to which he got 2 hits.
He kind of looks at you. Like, as you're talking, he just looks at you deadpan, squints a little bit. I'll be right back. I just gotta go to the kitchen. sets down a bottle of his cat's piss, gets up, walks towards the kitchen. He pops his head back out. You guys want anything to drink?
Just some water if you got it. I'm not really
thirsty
for much else.
Yeah. Is there anything that would fall under the blades category within arm's reach in the area?
So a weapon?
Yeah.
there's a letter opener on the table.
Actually?
Sure.
You need all you can get.
While the mayor is dipped around the corner, Tiger is going to kind of try and quietly grab it, kind of stick it in his waist behind him and tuck his shirt over it.
You hear some dishes running around, cupboards open, close, more dishes. You hear what probably sounds like a fridge opening, and he 30 seconds pass by of just kind of silence, and he walks back around the corner with looks like two bottles of water. I'm afraid I'm not familiar with the name, and I can't help you. I'm going to have to ask you to leave, and he hands you a bottle of water.
I'll take it from him, yes.
And he goes to hand you a bottle of water, and he obviously is holding this oddly, as you see what looks like a piece of paper is wrapped around the bottle of water where his hand is, and he hands it to you.
Tiger reaches for the bottle of water and slips his, like, where his thumb connects to the rest of his hand onto the piece of water, or onto the piece of paper, and takes the water bottle, cracks it open. Thank you.
Yep. Please, walk you to the door, and he walks you to the door. Have a good day.
Thank you for your time again.
Thank you for
kind of slams it before you guys even finish thanking him.
Let's just go.
Yeah. This Tiger gets back to our vehicle of undetermined type.
Ford Americar.
Ford Americar. Our Ford Amera SUV. And sits down in the driver's seat as he puts the bottle of water in one of the various cup holders and unfolds the piece of paper.
It reads in relatively shaky handwriting. Bugs everywhere. Privacy isn't a thing. Can't talk.
Shh, brag.
Well, that complicates things.
How much have we already given away?
If we're counting the cabin as well?
We searched the cabin. There wasn't anything.
Not that we found.
We had Cerberus. And you and I search multiple methods. They must have had some pretty fragging good tech to not have any of us find at least a hint of something.
Well, if we're dealing...
Could just be the mayor's house.
Could just be the mayor's house, but quite frankly, if...
Why are they so invested in the mayor?
Ransom? Maybe his...
Is his wife really dead?
Who knows?
Keep the car here for a second. Overseer is going to check the astral real quick. To see if there's any magical tampering in the area.
You pop into the astral. Are you popping or just viewing into it?
Just viewing.
Yes.
I don't actually want to go into it.
Yeah, you perceive into the astral. There is a very strong astral barrier covering his house.
So, like, his house is just a complete blur. There is
basically in a giant dome.
There's no signature or anything from it.
I mean, you can make a test, but, like, even if you pick up that, you can make a sensing test if you like, but you wouldn't recognize it.
Of course.
But if you want to find out its rating or, like, how powerful it is, you can go ahead and make an sensing test.
I would like to see what it's up, what I'm up against.
Yeah, go ahead. Make an sensing test for me.
All right. With a pre-edge, Overseer rolled 14 dice and got 5 hits.
Okay. So you pick up on two things. One, you pick up on the astral signature. You don't recognize it at all.
But I know it.
But you now know it. Yep. And you also pick up that the force of the magical barrier significantly is higher than yours. You're not sure by how much, but it is significantly more powerful than your levels of magic.
So I could deduce that it took multiple mages to cast this.
Or a very powerful one.
Okay. That is frightening. Overseer will snap back into his body with a fragging. Okay.
What'd you see?
This is worse than we thought. Okay. So the mayor's house is guarded.
Wait, hold on. Tiger turns on the vehicle, pulls out, and starts to drive away. Tiger holds his hand up for just a second, about a solid minute or two away from the house. Tiger kind of waves his hand. Now go.
Okay, so the mayor's house is, well, it's bugged, obviously. He told us as much, but it's bad. I wouldn't trust going in that place at all. For anything going around it is terrible.
On a scale of Guns R Us to the Draco Foundation, How bad is it?
As technology.
Oh, literally? Or?
That house is like a fortress on the in the astral. I'm checking the cabin now.
As Tiger pops it into gear, he returns back to the cabin.
You view in the astral?
So as soon as we are within range to look at anything, Overseer is going to perceive into the astral to search the cabin.
Nothing out of the ordinary. I mean, the, you know, life forms of insects and trees and plants pop up, but you see Cerberus sleeping, and that's really about it.
Okay.
We clear?
So, no, cabin's fine. Nothing in the astral.
Is there any way that we were bugged while just for being in the building?
Not that I could sense, at least magically.
We'll have Cerberus take a look at us before we go. But do you think it would be possible to have the mayor come out of his home and perhaps be more unrestricted?
Now that whatever is monitoring him knows that apparently this subject is classified and extremely sensitive, we may not have a chance later on. He may not have the opportunity to leave.
Even if it's some...
Someone may... With how he's acting, I wouldn't be surprised if he is dead.
Do you want to try and inform Dr. Wright of what's going on?
Oh, yes, of course. Alright, so Overseer is going to pull out his comm link.
Texting or calling?
I'm calling.
Rings once. Yes, Overseer, how can I help you?
Okay, major development has just happened.
Okay.
So, mayor of the town, Matthew Dorsey.
Mm-hmm.
Aging, drunk, sort of, you know, just perceived to be, you know, Drek mayor, sort of out of...
As the best of us, get to the point.
There is an immense magical force in this town. Whether it be a group of mages or it be one immensely powerful mage.
Okay. Your paper's rattling. What kind of, like, what did you find that leads to this?
We went to talk to the mayor to possibly follow up on a lead he had about Sam.
Mm-hmm.
And while we brought up the topic, he immediately hushed up, was very, very untalkative, and handed us a piece of paper while we were leaving, saying the entire house was bugged. I then looked into the astral real quick and found that his house had a barrier surrounding it.
Interesting. And so what's your plan of action? Unless you want my suggestion.
From what I can gather, it's only around the mayor's house for now.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to try and get him away from it if at all possible. We know that he goes to the gas station. That's one place that he frequents. Could possibly talk to him there, or we'd have to remove him from his house and find another way to persuade him.
Well, I think what you should do is just break into the place. Don't cast spells. Don't go astral. Tiger's got a chameleon suit, right?
Yes.
Just break into the place. Meyer puts up a fight. I mean, he's not important. Shoot him. Do it on the stealth of the night. Make sure you don't get caught. You get caught, send me a message. We'll pull you out as soon as possible. Shouldn't even be that an issue. Just go directly. Just drive away. We'll be able to track you down.
Okay.
If there's a barrier around the house, it's there to keep things out, obviously, or keep something in, possibly. So, it seems that is your greatest lead. I would just figure out what's in the house. Have you seen the mayor leave the house?
We've seen him at the gas station once. Okay, he is capable of leaving.
That's good. Just be cautious. Maybe don't even do a full team in there. Definitely do not bring Cerberus.
Fair.
Unless you think there's any... You said there was bugs, so actually Cerberus might not be terrible to bring. As a type of jammer, being able to hack...
I was thinking she could just place a jammer on Tiger's or my comm link while he's going through the house.
Yes, I don't know what's in there. Could be... well, we have no idea, but...
We'll be sure to follow
anything,
up on
you
it.
Find anything and report back. Like I said, if you think you've been found out, just get in the mayor car and drive away.
Will do, sir.
All right. Good luck.
Okay.
What's up?
Hang up.
Tiger walks in first and nods at Overseer to shut the door.
Followed quickly by Overseer. Overseer shuts the door. Cerberus, get up now. Any response?
What's going on?
Wake up. Come on.
Serious Drek.
Okay, I am awake.
Do you need coffee or something? Because this is going to be a discussion.
Dr. Wiz.
Whatever you need to fully be aware and awake, you should get now.
I stare at Tiger, eyes open. I'm awake. Tell me what needs to be told.
Okay, so we went to talk to the mayor and...
Went swimming.
Absolutely, yes. As soon as we brought up Sam, immediately all conversation stopped.
Deadpan. I was kind of off my game with the sweet talking today, but moral of the story is, you know, he's a politician.
All right, cut to the chase.
Overseer hand Cerberus the note. He gave us this discreetly as we were trying to leave, and he hurried us out the door afterwards. And it basically just says, house is bugged, unsafe.
He wanted us out immediately, as we said. He wasn't angry, but he was serious.
After we were out, I checked out the astral.
This is the important part.
Whatever is guarding that house is terrifyingly powerful. But that is essentially the situation. Anything revolving magic in that area is going to go terribly.
What's the plan about that?
I was just talking to Dr. Wright about that. I was thinking we get Tiger to go into the house at night with his chameleon. Wait,
that seems like a terrible idea.
You can see into the astral, yeah?
Yeah, yes.
Scan me.
Real quick.
The training we did.
Everything you developed as with your Draco powers would show up in the astral, yes, but I hadn't perceived anything on you. Different from when we left. I'll check again real quick, and I'll peer into the astral tiger specifically to look for an odd signature, anything that's clung to him.
You don't see anything. I mean, you no.
Okay. Yeah, nothing is out of the ordinary.
Astral signature. You see yes. him. His aura. He is there.
Nothing out of the ordinary, though.
Nothing out of the ordinary.
Okay.
What I was gonna say is, it sounds like a terrible, drecking idea to go in there.
Well, as long as we avoid magic, we'll be fine. Because it would only prevent magic.
Prevent her.
That doesn't mean there aren't any spirits inside that can, mess you up pretty bad. And if what Overseer is saying is true, that this is a really high-level mage, they probably got some pretty thick spirits
here. What if? If there's a mana barrier, that means that they are trying to protect the house. But from how little he wanted to speak about things, it also seems like they're trying to keep him from saying anything, keeping him from doing anything, hence why he doesn't even change clothes. So I'm thinking, if we can convince him to leave the house for something under the guise of being nice neighbors, like maybe say, hey, to make up for wasting your time, maybe if we could treat you to dinner, or if you'd like to meet us for breakfast or something, and then break into his house while he's away, any sort of spirit, at least some of the spirits, might be away guarding him specifically as opposed to guarding the home.
Yes, if we can get them out, we can see if the mana barrier goes down and it is indeed trying to keep him in. Otherwise, it's trying to keep whatever secrets are inside of the house in.
Yeah.
On top of that, I will be right back and I'm going to go into the AR.
The AR or the VR? Go into the VR. Jump into the Matrix. You're there.
Okay, so I do want to use my crack sprite. And I want to have it assist me in making a matrix perception of our space. 10 dice and I got no hits.
You don't find anything you didn't already know about.
And I'll come right out of the matrix and I'll say I'm not seeing anything new or anything I couldn't pick up on before. Probably not, but after you went to the bar and started snooping around, did you notice anything change with the vehicle? Anything?
As far as I'm aware, we went into the bar, tried to talk to some people, gather some leads, ended up just getting on all friendly buddy-buddy with the people of the town, and then we came back.
As for the car, other than what possesses Tiger to frag up any technology he touches, nothing out of the ordinary.
Hey.
I saw you work that computer.
Do you have any idea how little that narrows it down in the year 2072?
When was the last time you used a computer, Tiger?
I'm gonna just start.
When was I born?
Using my machine sprite to just perpetually use gremlins on Tiger's stuff.
So, bare bones plan that I can think of right now. We get the mayor out of the house. In some means, way, whatever. Invite him out to drink at the bar or something or the other. Maybe, what's your question? Tiger looks over to Cerberus, raising her hand like a 5-year-old.
My idea sorry, is that you asked the bartender if he wants to invite the mayor out for drinks. That you couldn't get a hold of him and you have some questions you'd like to ask him.
But if I'm going to be in the building, how am I going to be at the bar to talk to him?
Overseer will ask the bartender, sorry.
There we go.
Or you ask him to invite him out for drinks. You don't have to stay at the bar. Or leaves. If the mana barrier goes down, what is the mana barrier protecting?
How are you going to tell if the barrier's down? I would need to be there to do that. You might be able to peer into the astral, maybe, because you're an adept, but I don't think your connection would be as strong. I don't know how well you could perceive what's going on.
I mean, I'm sure it can't be that hard. Entire kind of closes his eyes for a moment and thinks really hard about the astral plane, and tries to look into the astral.
You successfully look into the astral.
Tyre opens his eyes and he sees all the life forms and everything that he sees in the astral and how beautiful it is in the astral plane. And he very obviously, like, he audibly goes, whoa.
You both see Tiger's eye become kind of like a milky white.
Service is giving you a really weird look because I would like to assume when you first went in, you had like this constipated look. What the hell is he doing?
Tiger's sitting there. Oh, it's been a while. I haven't done this in a long time. I forgot about this. Tiger flips back to the meat world. So I forgot that I can do that.
I would think it would come with having any sort of connection to the astral.
It's been a long time since I've had to do that. Let's just say my home situation when I was very young had me sort of have to hide my abilities. And so I apologize. Tiger kind of raises his hands. I concede. I apologize. So, but hey, I can see into the astral. So we're good. Right? So.
And then whatever video or audio bugs might be in the house while you're there. But
yeah, besides literally Cerberus, everything else, yes.
You could probably just put a tracker. You can probably just put a jammer on my comlink. Tiger could take it with him.
The biggest thing that you can do, he knows his situation. He might be willing, if he's willing to tell us that there are bugs there, he might be willing to cooperate with us for certain objectives. If you can let him, like, if you can hint to him that we need him to stay at the bar just for a little while longer, that might be able to help.
Go talk to the bartender. This is your guys' turf now. And I'm gonna get in the car and check for bugs at the bar.
Is there anything else that we should investigate before we go ahead and get our plan in motion?
If we can swing by any of the other notable landmarks, I'll proceed into the astral to check them out, but I don't anticipate anything of note. But other than that, no.
All right. Well then, let's take a drive around town and start figuring things out. We're going to drive around town during the day, and then once the sun goes down, we are going to go to the bar. I would like Overseer to take a chance to... Because I'm driving. I'm not going to be peering into it, so...
Okay, so you drive around town. You don't see anything in the astral, and you don't see any cars outside the bar.
We don't know he drives. His life might be the bar.
Stop at the bar. You knock on the door. No one answers.
Like,
there you go.
Okay.
What would you like to do for the next... 2 hours.
Is there anything of note when we drive around at all?
No.
The town is a town.
While we're at the bar, mm-hmm. I'm going to check for some bugs, and I'm going to try to perceive for some buggy boys.
Okay, go ahead.
8 dice. No hits.
No hits?
I thought you were supposed to be good at this.
You see a tread in there, and some, like, signs, and, like, some kitchen supplies. That's it.
An automatic egg beater, you know, like a whisker.
So that's what the kids are calling it these days. Beating their egg.
Time skip. 5 p.m.
Time skip.
You're back at the bar. You see a car parked outside the bar, and the on sign is on.
Right. Well, then I guess the rest is up to you two, pretty much. I don't know what I'm going to do for a couple hours while I wait for the mayor, but...
We first have to talk to the bartender to see how early we can schedule something, so it might not even be tonight that we go. So let's just go talk to the bartender. We'll have at least a few minutes to worry, and then we'll go from
there. You two are putting way too much thought into this. It's asking a dude to come out for drinks.
A dude who's heavily surveillanced?
Guys, I bet...
Yeah, let's just get into it. Tiger jumps out of the Americar Ford Sport, the Honda Accord Sport... The Ford Court Honda Sport.
Sportball Cord Hort, and he walks into the bar. Or at least he attempts to walk into the bar. Is the front door locked?
Yep, door is open.
Door is open. Awesome. Tiger walks right in. It does. Who does he see? Everett behind the bar.
You see Everett behind the door. He look, or behind the bar. Oh, hey, you're here early. Just opened.
Yeah, I know. Everett, you're just the guy I wanna talk to right now. Name's Will, if you remember me. As Tiger walks up,
yeah,
and
I remember everyone.
Tiger walks up and sits at the bar. Well, he didn't remember my friend. Oh,
shit.
Tiger sits down at the bar. Look, I'm just going to be flat out with you. You know everybody in the town, and I'm sure you're a very influential person. So,
are you looking for Bliss?
Tiger's sitting there for a second. Licks his lips a little bit. I'm not going to say no. That's not what I came here for, but business first. You selling?
God?
No. You selling?
Man, we're a town in the middle of nowhere. Exactly. Most of these guys are high.
No, most, yeah.
I got, I mean, yes, we're selling.
What's your rates?
25 per.
25? Yeah, that's pretty good. How fast can you get me them?
Literally, you can walk into the back room.
I'll take you up on that offer. But first, I am going to get down to actual business first.
I feel like let's finish this business just in case your actual business ruins the mood. Benefits both of us if we just do this first. How much you want?
Tara kind of rubs his hands together. As he's hunched over at the bar. I'll take two. One for me and one for my husband back there.
Oh, come on, man. Only two? I'm telling you, this stuff will...
I'll buy more later if I need it.
All right. I'll be right back. Walks into the back. Comes out like 5 seconds later. Sets two Bliss down on the table.
Tiger.
Now take it now so I know you're cool.
Tiger grabs them, slips them in his pocket, and transfers the funds really quickly.
That is a... Hold on, you are losing that money.
Not karma spent.
No.
Wasn't expecting that.
So, we have some questions to ask the mayor. We want to talk to him. The last time we talked to him, he was a little upset with us, so we want to make it up to him. Mm. And we know he likes his alcohol after everything that's right. Gone on, you know, especially in a small town like this, you know. Especially after Tiger reaches back into his pocket, pulls out one of the Bliss, kind of shakes it a little, gets a little rattle. Mm. Especially with this now, knowing that that's a lot around here, you know, I expect, you know.
He doesn't partake.
He doesn't partake? Doesn't surprise me. So, since you're a very influential man, if you could just, I'll make it worth your while. Give you a little bit extra, a little bit of a tip. If you could try and get him to come here for a little bit.
Nope.
Can't happen?
Not gonna happen.
Why not?
Doesn't leave his house. Wants to go to the convenience store and buy drinks. People have tried. Never been a customer here.
Never been able to leave his house?
Since his wife died. Never left. Or, well, never came here. Doesn't go to church. We don't see him at the resort. Doesn't go ice fishing. He is at his house, and he goes to the convenience store. That is it. If you really want to give it an effort, best bet's probably buying the booze yourself and then taking it to him. But from the sounds of it, probably just going to take the booze and kick you out.
Tank kind of leans back and rubs his forehead a little bit. Well, Everett, thank you for your time, at least.
Yeah.
Thank you for the other business that we did.
Of course.
Yeah, we'll figure something else out.
All right. Hey, have a good one, man.
Yeah, thank you. As Tiger stands up from the bar, kind of gives a small wave, and then returns back out to the car. As he comes to the driver's side of the car, he sits down, kind of slams the door behind him. Yeah, he doesn't come out of his house besides to go to a convenience store to buy booze. No one sees him at church, never been a patron at the bar, never does anything. He cannot leave his house from the seams of it.
Never been to the bar, or... Like, he's never been to the bar his entire life?
Since the wife died.
Since his wife died, okay. So...
So if we're luring him out of his house, then we're probably going to have to lure him to the convenience store for something. Or...
I really need to lure him to the convenience store. He's plenty capable of going himself.
Unless we want to stake out his house for the next few days. I really don't want to do that, so I think we should just break in, call it good if he puts up a fight. Incapacitate him one way or another. Call it that.
And yeah, that'd be all on you at that point, but you've got it handled. Yeah.
Why don't we stop by the convenience store and ask the kid how frequently he goes to the convenience store?
Okay, that's fair. We can do that real quick.
If he's there once a day, you know, like a major alcoholic, then has he seen him since we talked to him last? And then... If not, we know he should be there within 24 hours, and then if he still hasn't left, then we can assume the worst for him.
Okay, we'll do that real quick, and then we'll go back to the cabin and think on it a bit more.
All right, you go to the convenience store? Everyone going in one by one.
For is his car there right now at about 5 p.m.
The mayor's car? No.
Okay.
Tiger's walking in.
Just Tiger?
I'll go in with Tiger.
I gotta go get some more Dr. Wiz.
Okay, we're all going in.
Everyone enters. You see what looks like it's not the teenager you've met before. This looks like probably a 14-year-old kid of similar features. Oh, welcome in.
Very peppy. Hello. Very peppy kid. Not like the last teenager where he's sitting on his phone. He's like actually trying to work.
Okay. How can I help y'all today?
I'll leave this to you, honey.
Current guy sell 2 hot dogs for the price of 1.
Ooh, oh, that's nice. I actually might take care of that, but you can take care of that, honey. I'll help Christina get whatever we need.
Thanks. As Tiger kind of walks around the gas station a little bit, buys a some canned drink, some corpo drink, whatever. Tiger doesn't even really care what it is. He just kind of grabs something to look non-nerps. Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Brick. Something to look non-suspicious. And
Christina goes and grabs 6 cans of Dr. Wiz.
Tiger kind of Tiger takes his can, brings it up to the front desk, and puts it down to be scanned.
How's your guys' day going?
It's been going all right. are you two with me as well?
As soon as you put down your can, I come up to the counter and I go, stunk. Like, I lift up my arms and put my array of energy drinks on the counter.
They're coming out with a coconut flavor here soon.
Coconut, really?
Yeah, yeah.
That sounds awful.
Probably not going to get it all the way out here, but it's supposed to be really good.
Overseer, looking at Cerberus, like, arm full of drinks going on the counter, he starts to say, like, they have baskets, but then pulls himself back knowing that he doesn't want her to grab more. So he's just going to keep looking up and down the aisles, doing nothing.
As the kid is scanning everything, Tara kind of draws a little bit. So, how long you been working here, kid?
2 years.
2 years, yeah. Part-time, full-time? How's it like being
I'm home educated, so full-time, I guess? Part-time? I don't know.
Yeah, it depends on the weeks of the hour, yeah. I understand. Question, though. Me and my family here have been hankering. We're from out of town, and we see on the brochure of the resort up there, you know, a lot of good things being said about the mayor. We were wondering, is there anywhere we might be able to meet him?
Does house. He come?
Is that it?
Here, I guess.
Does he come here often?
Maybe like once every 2 weeks.
Every 2 weeks?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay.
Did he have a whole ass shopping cart last time we came?
No, he had a bottle of booze and that was it.
Does he distill his own?
No, he buys cat piss.
Will, you about done, honey?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, I need to go to the bathroom real quick. I'll just be right back.
Meet you in the car.
Okay. Overseer is going to dip out of sight and quickly perceive into the astral at the gas station, see if there's anything of importance.
You're in the bathroom?
Wait, so yeah, if there's eye patches, you can't see through walls.
Not perceiving, unless you were to project.
I don't like how this feels like a trap. But it's sure.
He makes everything feel like a trap.
He's very nondescript that I just left to...
As you enter the astral, you see something wrap around your body and pulling into the toilet. Leave your body and you hop into the astral. It's a gas station. There's not really anything here. You fly around it, through it. You see the auras of the rest of Group H and the kid. And outside just seems to be outside. Nothing out of the ordinary.
Good to know.
And you hop back into your body.
Okay. Flush the toilet, wash my hands, and head back out.
Tiger's already moved out to the car with all of our goodies in tow.
And thank you for the help. You have a good day.
Oh, yeah, you too.
On out. Back in the car. Okay. Mayor's house is the only place in town where there's any astral presence. Nowhere the mayor has been has any hint of a signature that was there.
That you found.
So, from the sounds of things, we're just gonna have to send it.
And yeah, he won't be here until we're gone, because we ran into him yesterday.
Yeah, so realistically, we just gotta go ahead and do it.
Won't be here again until we're gone.
As everybody enters the Ford AmeriCar,
Tiger begins the trek back to the cabin, and as we pull into the cabin, Tiger leads the way to the front door, opening the cabin and holding the doors for the others, waiting to shut it firmly behind you.
Overseer follows in pretty quickly. No reason not to.
Go in and get my gear ready and in a pile, and then probably take a nap until we leave. Are we leaving right away?
No, we still have to go over the plan.
Oh, then we're going to go over the plan. Start going over the plan, Tiger.
Sounds pretty straightforward. Cerberus said that she was going to bring a jammer, or put a jammer on one of us. I don't 100% know how that works, so she'll put a jammer on me as I go in there.
Basically, she'll make a device a jammer.
Yeah. So I figure we park the car a little bit of ways away from the house, maybe. What's the area around the house look like? Is it like an isolated house, or is there like...
Yeah, it's pretty isolated.
Okay.
There's some house, like, it's not super far. It's maybe like a 3-minute drive for the next house.
Okay. So maybe pull off to the side of the road a few, like a minute or two down the road. And then I'll get out of the car wearing the chameleon suit, walk over to the house, probably pick the locks to one of the house, break in really quickly. If the mayor catches me, then I'm just going to take him out, quite frankly.
I will be able to offer no help whatsoever.
Yeah.
I'm afraid of even projecting in the area of that.
If you guys could just hang out in the car while I'm in there sneaking around in case Drek hits the fan, then get me the frag out of there. That would be great. So if you guys could just be on standby, have the car parked a little bit down the way. And yeah, I'll go in, sneak around, see if I can find anything of interest. Cerberus, what's the MO on that jammer?
I don't know if it's a good idea to jam signals. Pretty brute force way of saying that, like, hey, we're here. I'm going to, if Tiger lets me, I'm going to change the icon of his into an egg beater.
Okay. You can go ahead and do that. You now see his icon registers as, his icons for his comlink and everything attached to it now registers as a egg beater.
Tiger isn't going, like, Tiger's not going to try and stop you. He doesn't know what the frag you're doing.
So now you should look like a typical household tool.
What, change me to like a vacuum or something? Like,
how'd you change his icon to be more like him?
Hey.
Okay, and then if there comes the need or you see any cameras, I can jam signals. But I feel like if I jam signals at this point, it's just inviting more trouble in a way.
You're okay. The tech wizard. Whatever you know, whatever you think, go ahead.
Okay, and
I trust you enough.
Tiger, so from what I know about mana barriers, any perceived attack on the barrier will notify whoever is maintaining it, whatever is maintaining it.
What counts as an attack on the barrier?
Attacking magic? It with magic.
So only magic, but if I tip...
Anything that interacts with the astral that can interact with the barrier will notify whoever is maintaining it. That's about it. I'll perceive in the astral what I can. If it gets really bad, I'll project and attempt to hold off whatever comes through, but I'm not staying around alone. I will come and get you. That is a very last resort.
If things really hit the fan, let me know. Do what you can to buy me time. If it's really as strong as you're saying, leave.
Okay.
If you cannot, if you genuinely think that you are in enough danger that you would get in, that you would be injured, as well as trying to save me and we all die, save yourself. I'll figure something out. Or die. Tiger in the cabin suits up in his chameleon suit. Has some, like, tight wear under it so that he's not cold. And all that he is bringing on his person is going to be an auto picker and his knife.
Overseer will be bringing along a very long contacts, earbuds, his cold coral snake, along with ammo, reagents, slap patches, and med kit.
Okay. And Cerberus will be guiding along. She will bring any basic, she'll bring her pistol as well as her basic clothing options and on standby for any matrix actions. Okay. Drive up to the house. How close are you getting to the house?
What time are we leaving?
That's important.
I'm thinking like 1 a.m. is when we are getting there. We are going in the dead of night.
That's fair.
You're the driver, so you decide.
About 10, 15 meters up the road and pull the car off, hide it as best I can, and the rest will be up to Tiger.
Okay.
Tiger, before exiting the vehicle, he's going to make sure that Cerberus can see his feed through the cybernetics in his head.
She can.
Sounds good.
You could also view the same screen share recording because you have your contacts.
Oh, I have AR.
Yeah, okay. You have AR, so yeah.
Okay.
They can both see what you're doing.
Gotcha. Then Tiger's going to transmit his feed to you as well. And yeah, trusting Cerberus to activate whatever jammers, whatever that she thinks are necessary for the bit. I'm assuming that you're just saying over that because she's not here right now. And yeah, Tiger exits the vehicle, attempts to shut the door quietly, and begins, instead of going up the road, Tiger is going to take a semi-direct route through the trees in an attempt to be as quiet as possible.
Chameleon suit activated?
Chameleon suit activated. Auto picker, if I have like a pocket or something.
Yeah, you
can put it in. And then I'll try and put the knife prison there as pocket. Well. If not, then prison pocket. If I'm capable of concealing the knife, then cool. If not, then how I'm going to say it is that I'm basically holding it with... I'm holding the knife with the blade going upwards towards my forearm, and I'm going to keep that like close to my body to try and cover both sides of that.
Okay. You approach the house without issue.
Going around the house is... does it seem like the mayor is awake?
You don't see any lights on.
No lights on, no noises.
You see
noises.
His car in the driveway. No lights on, no noises.
Tiger is going to search for a back door.
You find one. Relatively easy. There's a little deck area in the back.
While searching for that, is there any windows that are potentially cracked, opened already? Any access points that I don't have to do much to enter?
It looks like all the windows are closed. The only really thing that kind of catches your eye is it looks like one of the windows is boarded up from the outside. From the only outside? One. Hmm. Yeah. Just a little peculiar. It's not like super heavily. It's just like just one or two boards. Like if you, like you have to move the boards to get into this window. But it's just like they're on there, but it's not like...
Is the window like gone and the boards are covering it?
No, or
is
there's it... like a window and then there's just boards in front of it.
Okay. Then Tiger's... Is like the curtains open? Could I see inside if I look in? The
curtains closed.
Curtains are closed? Okay. Tiger is going to approach the back deck and use the auto picker to try and unlock the back door.
Okay. You don't have to roll. It works. Pops it.
Tiger's going to look around first in the first floor. He's going to sneak around and attempt to... see if he can find the mayor first to try and avoid him.
Okay, so you're searching the whole first floor first.
I'm going to be sneaking around the first floor and trying to just hear if I see if I can hear him.
Got it. Go ahead and give me a stealth and a perception.
Even with the pre-edge, Tiger rolled 17 dice and only got 3 hits.
Okay, so you're relatively stealthy. I mean, you might run into one or two things that you just... didn't notice we're there because there's so much trash around. You step on a bottle or you accidentally kick something, but you're not super loud. You go ahead and roll me your perception test now for your for trying to detect the mayor.
I rolled 8 dice and got 3 hits.
You don't really notice anything from the layout you're kind of seeing of this house. The bedrooms are most likely on the top floor.
Upstairs.
But as you're walking around and you reach the kitchen, you notice a door in the back of the kitchen. It doesn't look like it's not even a pantry door. It just looks like a normal door. Seems to be boarded up from the inside or from the outside. So there are boards close to this door shut. You'd have to take off the boards to get into this room.
Would it be possible to do that quietly?
You can try, but you'd be using your hands alone. And these boards are obviously nailed in. So... and with how much trash is, maybe if you move around all the trash and get it out of your way stealthily, you can attempt if you have a high enough strength roll, but it's going to be pretty difficult.
Is there any way that I could just open the door and sneak past the boards?
No.
Gotcha.
You could remove a few selective ones to kind of make your way in, but still...
Is it possible that I could just try and open the door without even removing the boards at all? Just to
get you can open the door.
Then, yeah, Tiger is going to, try and, I'm going to continue because, Tiger is going to, try and slowly
creep. Locked.
Tiger's going to check the upstairs.
Okay. So you sneak up the upstairs, we'll keep using it. You find what looks like to be 4 closed doors.
Any noise from any of them?
Nope.
Tiger, do you want to peep in the ashore real quick, see if you can see anything on the inside? While you seem mostly unoccupied.
Tiger does so.
Nothing inside. Maybe if you, when you pass by a window or something, you can see the barrier radiating on the outside of the house, but doesn't seem to be anything in here yet.
Overseer is just going to proceed into the astral real quick, see if you can see anything around the house, but nothing special.
There's a barrier.
Good enough.
Tiger's going to switch his vision back to Meat World vision. And Tiger's going to leave the boarded room for last and just kind of start one by one slowly trying to open these doors. If they start to creak, stop.
Okay. You don't really have any of those issues. Kind of. I mean, it's an older house, but not that old, where creaking is not terribly too much of an issue, especially with today's infrastructure. You know, it just kind of doesn't. Things don't creak. Let's see. Let's just go. Do you want 1, 2, 3, or 4?
We'll start going down the list. So the stairs up. How does the hallway?
Stairs up. 1, 2. So basically, split hallway with to your left. 1 and 2 on opposite ends of the hallway. On your right, 3 and 4.
Tiger's gonna just go down the list. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay. So you start with 1. Open it up. It seems to be what looks like a little girl's room. Very pink. Lots of toys, feminine toys around, but seems like it's been untouched for quite some time.
Tiger leaves the room. Nothing of obvious interest. Moves on to room 2.
Room 2 seems to be what looks like a, best described as an arts and crafts room. There seems to be painting supplies and a few desks set up and a lot of like clay sculptures and stuff. But once again, doesn't seem to have been touched for years.
With room 3 and 4, Tiger's going to be extra cautious.
Mm-hmm.
But mainly just trying to get a peek in at least.
You open door 3 and automatically a nauseous smell. The house is already smelling terribly, but the smell from in here is significantly worse.
Does it smell like alcohol?
Smells like alcohol, vomit, and just disgustingness.
Tiger stops and quietly shuts the door again.
Okay.
Room 4?
Room 4, you open up. It looks like what looked like probably a high schooler boys, you want to say, only because you see a lot of sport trophies for like winning rewards and stuff like that, and posters on the wall of girls and stuff like that.
Gotcha.
Once again, doesn't look like it's been touched in a while.
All right. When opening the room 3, I didn't hear anything going in there.
You didn't enter enough or pay enough attention. You just opened it. That smell hit you. You kind of closed it right away.
Gotcha. Then Tiger is going to creep back down the stairs and attempt to remove selective boards to be able to realistically kind of crawl into the boarded up room.
Okay. Well, it is locked.
Yes. So let's remove the boards first.
Okay.
Get an opening that Tiger could realistically fit through.
Got it.
And then go with the lock.
Give me a strength and a stealth roll. You can make them separately.
Tiger is going to use attribute boost for both agility and strength. I will be rolling agility first and then strength. For both of those, I'll be rolling 6 dice. For agility, I rolled 6 dice and didn't get a single hit. I got 1 hit.
Okay.
So out of 6 dice.
Agility is bumped up by 1.
And for strength, I rolled 2 hits out of the 6 dice.
Okay. So 2 extra dice for strength, 1 extra dice for agility.
All right.
So obviously, you're eventually going to get this off. So how about you just give me a stealth roll for the last board? Because you're probably going to get it off. This is...
For the stealth check... Tiger rolled 11 dice and only got 3 hits.
You make some slight noise heaving it the last one out. Just like you notice like a small piece of wood comes out of the wall with it. And it kind of makes a small cracking sound. Like not super noticeable, but like if you were awake, you would notice it.
Definitely.
Like, hopefully if you're a heavy sleeper, you wouldn't.
He's drunk. Hopefully. Or dead.
So you now have a somewhat area that you could enter. Not comfortably, but doable.
Tiger is going to use the auto picker on the locked door and... hopefully Jim kind of jimmy his way in through the doorway.
It clicks, and the door is unlocked.
Tiger slowly creaks open the door.
You open up into what seems to be an old office area. Heavy dust in here. Like, clearly this hasn't been in longer than the other rooms. It is full of bins and random folders scattered around, and like those small filing cabinets, and it's just full of papers and random things.
Tiger's going to take a look around, specifically on the desk. Is there anything of note?
Give me a perception test.
3 hits out of 8 dice.
You look around, you find some documents, definitely some older documents about purchasing history, just mayoring stuff, things to do with new businesses coming in, random things that seem not super important.
Tiger's going to kind of scan the area and give it a good once-over so that for future recordings he can go back and look at it. But,
give me another perception test.
Out of 12 dice, out of 12 dice, Tiger only got 4 hits.
You're just kind of quickly scanning through, randomly opening stuff, and you're just moving some stuff around, and you see one that is labeled Operation ACT on the top of the lid, kind of stuck, tucked away. And it's like a, kind of like one of those small, like, boxes that hold folders.
Hmm. Is the box labeled, or is it a folder that's labeled?
The box is labeled.
Gotcha. Tiger's going to go through and look through some major folders.
Yeah, you open it up, you find it's kind of filled with folders.
Tiger's going to look specifically for the largest folder in the bin.
So you find a folder that seems to be probably the thickest and what seems to be the oldest by the paperwork inside, and kind of it seems to be original paper, like authentic paper. Typically isn't around anymore.
None of that college rule shit. We're on wider rule.
The folder seems to be labeled the establishment, and you start looking through it, and it's a lot of mumbo jumbo documents, a lot of legal talk, but from what you kind of understand, there seems to be a paper signed by the mayor, Mayor Matthew, someone by the name of Jim Brooks, and then as well as some name you don't recognize. It seems to be a contract that seems to be extending to lifetime, where basically the major authorities in Washkiss agreed to act as a cover-up, as this corporation would basically fake their income and keep this town afloat and provide everyone with decent benefits that where it wasn't suspicious, but anyone visiting could, basically outside of their major sailing seasons, no one really had to do anything. That kind of explains a lack of businesses, and you haven't really seen a lot of travelers come through. You're starting to think about it. Realistically, there's no way this town should exist anymore. And so you keep reading through it, and it seems that in exchange for this, that the Ares Corporation was allowed to build a testing facility under the Red Lake to test on critters.
Called it. Called it. I fucking called it. I called that shit so hard. Day one, I said, no, this is totally a fucking underground, underwater fucking facility underneath the lake or the resort. One of the two. Fucking called it. Knew it.
Warren Bossing Say.
There is no Warren Bossing Say, bitch.